Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, from a sunny sky with the sun going down over the Rocky Mountains. This is Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, I want to have a little conversation once again with you, and maybe we can discuss a few things, and maybe we can come to some kind of resolution. I know that every time you sit down at a coffee table or you sit down for lunch with someone, they've got new ideas and they've got new thoughts. And so hopefully tonight we're going to have some new thoughts and some new ideas. And they're going to kind of follow through with what we did, because this is kind of a contemplative week, certainly for me. I think all of you out there are having a great deal of contemplation and introspection. Iraq just yesterday had another bunch of car bombings. 183 people were killed. And the kind of mass mayhem that we suffered with Virginia Tech in the past 7 days plays out tenfold in Iraq. And it makes you wonder, it makes me wonder, how far down this tube of violence can we go? How far will we go? And who is charging toward that? Who is uplifting that violence? Who is supporting it? Whether it be a young man, 23 years old, going to a prestigious college by the name of Cho Sung Hui, or the kind of person, a man or woman over in Iraq that would strap a bunch of C4 plastic on their bodies and then walk and or drive into a marketplace and just kill dozens and hundreds of people. But he also asked the questions, how could a president of the United States carry on a war based on a lie that's getting hundreds of thousands of people killed? And who really has this kind of moral right? Who has this ability to create so much death? Who's wrong? Who's right? Really like to talk about that tonight. But I'd also like to talk about the peacemakers. And so you're welcome to call in as we go through and kind of discuss just American to American, human being to human being, the ramifications of the violence in this society, as we talked about it, the ramification of the violence going on around the world. When will the human race start to pull out of this nosedive, this violent spiral that seems to continue decade after decade, century after century? And so that's what we're going to do this evening in Connecting the Dots. Hopefully we can come up with some ideas. Hopefully we can come up with some information. And next week I'm going to have a very interesting guest on, Katie Paig. She's from Colorado, and she is an environmentalist, but she's also on a mission to bring peace in the world. And she's going to have some very interesting ideas for you. We're also going to have a retired Colonel Rodriguez, a man whom I respect highly, and he's going to be on the show next week. So we'll get to some other points of view, certainly a military point of view, now civilian, and then another point of view from a woman who is in many ways an earth mother, and she has children her own, and she cares about the future and what we're facing. So that's going to be what we're going to talk about tonight here at Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back after we get past this commercial break. Connecting the Dots, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Did you hear about Bo Bander, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to owe him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe is working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS invited you to debate Bannister about the legality of income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are high gas prices. This year, stop taking the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested on Worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust essentially unburned fuel expelled from your tailpipe. That is the toxins being released into the environment, dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to do better mileage and helping to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor. Visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines, specialized in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like EX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemicals, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web. Receive our new 120-inch catalog, the current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of accept products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's a Thursday evening here in the mighty Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and the sun is shining, and it's the ducks are coming in, and the springtime is happening, and everybody's on bicycles rolling past my house, and it is quite beautiful and quite blessed that spring once again is jumping up. The daffodils have already bloomed. Tulips are not far behind. And we're going to get right to our... Well, first I want to get along here before we start taking some calls. You're all still reeling. I'm reeling from the Virginia Tech. And on Tuesday, as we spoke together, we had appreciated for the fact that you had a very disparate young man of obviously had some kind of emotional or mental or other problems that he was not being able to deal with, and he wreaked havoc. Here in the United States. Of course, it takes us back to Columbine. It takes us back to Tim McVeigh. And it takes us back to all different kinds of characters who have the guy out of the Texas Tower at the University of Texas, Son of Sam, Dahmer. It just goes on and on. And so anyway, it's very frustrating, but I want to talk about a few concerns of that. But before we do that, I want to make sure that everybody understands that I'm still pushing forward with this all-American truck out ready, starting 23rd, 24th, 25th, Washington, D.C., next week. It's coming up for all the truckers out there. Time to get involved. And here are some of the things you can do, and I'll give you some reasons why we're creating this truck out ready. Right to Stop pilot program is going to allow thousands, I mean thousands of Mexican truck drivers to legally come into this country. We don't know their qualifications. They can't read, write, or speak English. We don't know if they can even handle a rig on America's highways. They have experience. They don't have the education. They certainly don't have the qualification. It's opening up a Pandora's box because we don't know if they're going to be driving on highways with the same kinds of enhancement of narcotics or drugs, whether it be transporting drugs and or narcotics, whether or not there will be people smuggling and or even terrorists smuggling into our country. So this Great America Scout is to try to stop going to happen within about 3 weeks because these 100 Mexican trucking companies are going to be able to allow their truck to come into all 48 states and use and have access to our interstates. I'm going to read to you here right now just the words from Dee Hoffa, the president of the Teamster Union, at consequences in the crisis we face. The PUT program made by Mr. Bush, a big push by American and Mexican business to use cheap labor, said Jimmy Hoffa, president of the Teamsters Union. The disparity between Mexican drivers and U.S. counterparts is substantial. According to Fleet Owner Magazine, Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, for its contends competition from Mexican carriers eventually overwhelm U.S. fleets because Mexican drivers are paid 5 to 50% less than U.S. drivers. The Teamsters found out how poorly Mexican drivers are paid when they sent an investigative reporter, Charles Bowden, down to Mexico to report on the condition of the Mexican trucking industry last August. Bowden talked to drivers who worked days on end, sometimes driving 48 hours without a break. I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, in this country, you can't go more than 10 hours of shutting them down because it's the legal limit. And if you break that, you could find yourself out of a job and certainly shut your rig down if you're out of your logbooks. Now, each of the men earn from $1,100 a month, and they pay is for a load that can be handled only with assistance from narcotics. And here's what I've said as a former truck driver and truck driving trainer and safety officer. The crisis we face is that truckers from Mexico are used to different rules or no rules, and their alcohol and drug usage is horrific. The Mexican drivers, quoting Bowden, talked insisted that they can only stay awake for their long and frequent journeys across Mexico by using what they euphemistically term magic dust. According to Bowden, the truckers are family men who run the highways at least 25 days a month and adamant about two things, that nobody can run these long hauls without cocaine and crystal meth, and now and then marijuana level out the rush, unquote. That's the kind of consequences Pandora's box we face as Bush and this Congress have signed a bill to allow Mexican drivers to simply have access to the U.S., all the 8 states, all the interstates. And my great fear is that, just as anybody can appreciate, Monterrey, Mexico, just 10 days ago, a drunk Mexican 18-wheeler driver crashed into and mowed down and killed 9 people there in Monterrey, Mexico. And as we're here tonight, radio to radio, person to person, as a former trucker who still has CDL, and I could go out right now and drive my rig if I wanted to, or I could certainly take over the train. He's once again at Johnson Storage and Moving in Denver, Colorado. We're going to have some horrific crashes by these drivers coming into this country for the reasons just stated. But we're facing that. So if you can and you want to be part of the truck out, go to www.saveamericafund.org. Saveamericafund.org, all one word. And you can become a part of the solution on this thing with you. Do whatever you can in your own cities. We need four-wheelers. We need two. We need signs. All that stuff is on the website, and you can become a part of that. Now, another thing that's very greatly disturbing me, and I'm really upset about it, is the fact that it looks like we're getting closer and closer, or George Bush is getting closer and closer, to attacking Iran. And I'm reading the latest copy of The New American, which I really recommend to all of those people. TheNewAmerican.com is where you can get it, and www.TheNewAmerican.com. Really, to give you the information that Times Week won't. If we attacked Iran, again, would it create an immediate widening and intensification of the violence in Iraq as the Shiite forces join the fray, resulting in a drastic increase in U.S. casualties? Also, rather than causing Iranians to revolt against Ahmadinejad, as the neocons claim the attack on Iran will most likely solidify Iranian nationalism in the regime, causing even moderate Iranians to rally against the invaders, which are the United States. Number three, the whole Middle East will be further destabilized. Many oil fields, pipelines, tanks, shipping from the region will be damaged, destroyed, or shut down. Oil prices will skyrocket. And America's economy will be greatly harmed because of that. Number four, Russia and China will be the big winners in the region as both powers continue to solidify their influence and play against America's image as the imperial anti-Muslim, anti-Arab superpower. And don't kid yourself, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we're seeing over there. We continue to ply this war. Number five, anti-Americanism and ethnic jihadism will be whipped into a new frenzy. I can tell you this personally from my own appreciation. that you are f***ing not just a people, but a religion and a people, and they will respond. Islam is thicker than blood. It's thicker than family. It's thicker than anything I know. And for us to continue this horrific war and killing zone is going to create even greater jihadists and more intense retribution from the Islamic societies. Number seven, terrorist cells allowed into the United States to our government's suicidal refusal to protect our own borders, policing the world will embark on a campaign of terror attack. I keep thinking we're pretty safe in this country, but I got to tell you, George Bush has let the borders open for the past 6 years without any kind of securing of them. I know this be a fact as I've walked in and out of Mexico on the border, and there is just no protection down there. There's no inaction. The Border Patrol doesn't have enough people, doesn't have enough authority. It's just not working. And if anybody thinks that our borders are secure from the one terror, they are completely out of touch with reality. So as I get this map in front of me, we really are putting ourselves at horrific risk. And anyone that supports going into Iran, you're supporting complete chaos. You're going to unbelievable response. The world stage will respond. The Islamic world will respond. We are going to go belly up. We're going to go broke. We're going to have more of our kids killed over there. And again, I really ask every American citizen, I'm old enough and been on the planet long enough now to appreciate what has been meaningful and what isn't meaningful. And some people might argue, but look, what was the use of the Korean War? What did it accomplish? What has it accomplished? What difference make? Well, nothing, really. A lot of dead soldiers on both sides, and Korea is Korea. And look back and you see Vietnam. What was accomplished? Nothing, really. Vietnam. A lot of dead kids on both sides. When you look back at Desert Storm, what was really accomplished? Ladies, we'll be right back with this contemplative evening on Connecting the Dots.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now. Your company can collect a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA on low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This HRA plan saves you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs. Document HRA concept. Core Documents is the primary source for affordable plan documents required by IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Google search for Core Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents.com.
Wow, coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
God, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to try it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, love to try it. But everyone at the office, too. Where do I get some?
Just call free. 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online. They had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps only purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers wellness products around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. Natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. The service was great.
If you're interested in natural homeopathic tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's OLYWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Once again, you're on Connecting Dots, your host, Steve Wooldridge. And tonight, we're going to go over a few things. I could call them a vision or even a dream. But before we get to that and to their phone call, and if you jump on, I'd like to have you back on this 1-800-313-9443. But for those of you who really want to get involved with the immigration over population crisis, get those pencils and papers out. And I really want you to go to thesocialcontract.com. And take on and buy for 25 bucks a year the Social Quarterly to really educate yourself. Again, that's thesocialcontract.com. So MinutemanHQ.com with Chris Simcox, the Civil Defense Corps. Become a part of that, not only that border, but in your state. Also, Fire Coalition, Jason Check. That's Fire Coalition, FireCoalition.com. And for those of you who would like to report people that are not really supposed to be in this country and that are against federal laws, WeHireAliens.com. And for those of you, please join NumberSA.com. That's NumberSA.com. And certainly FairUS.org. That's Federation American Immigration Reform. And that's really outstanding. AIRUS.org. ALPAC.US. ALITAC.US. CarryingCapacity.org. David Durham is outstanding. And again, for those of you who want to get a piece of 21st Century Paul Revere ride and one of the gray shirts, just send in $15 with your size of your T-shirt, and I'll mail, includes the mailing and everything else, of that T-shirt. I just off six this last week. It has front of it. You can see it on the website, 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, and it just says, study legal immigration, ask me how, and I'll even send you a little sheet that you can pass out to anyone who wants to ask you, and you, if you don't want to talk that much, you can just send a sheet, and it'll really explain that. And for those of you who appreciate for news with news.com, mortysken.com, rinse.com, philobserver.com, opednews.com, theamericanchronicle.com, there'll be 20 other ways. Follow, please, the next added 100 million Americans now is 30th part of the series, and I'm going to wrap it up with all the things that we have to do to make sure that the 100 million Americans does not become reality. It does not become a reality. We can change it. We must change it, and it'll give all the ideas, I think, that will make that happen. During the rest of the show, if you get a phone and call me or can't get through, email me at frostyw@junot.com, frostyw@junot.com. So, now you've seen we've got all the violence going on out there. We've got the Iraqis blowing themselves up, killing our soldiers, killing their people. They're killing their own people. We've got Sung Hugh goes off and kills 32 Americans and damages a bunch of others. Great drama, great drama. Got some copycat out there that are carrying guns into the high school buildings. Race riots in L.A. right now. We're being invaded by a foreign country named Mexico. We have millions of illegal people in this country in our own house. And then there's people complaining, and then there's negative points of negative this and negative that, and we do this and that. How about we change a little bit to what I think Gandhi was trying to do. Gandhi was, see, Mahatma Gandhi was facing a horrible thing called, British colonialism and taking over his country, and he marched to the sea, and his story was nonviolence. And remember, Henry David Thoreau was the first who proposed nonviolence, disobedience. And believe this or not, ladies and gentlemen, in the history books, civil disobedience was by Henry David Thoreau, and he actually arrested for tax non-payment. And in fact, Gandhi read Thoreau and said, I like this idea, and so did Dr. Luther King. So these other great men took one great writer's idea and even a greater manifestation of it. And so I think most of you have all heard what Gandhi said and what he did. And his one great quote was, become I think it was become the peace that you want to see in the world. Become the peace that you want to see in the world. In other words, manifest that which you expect. In other words, grow or bring intention of your life into fruition by being the example. And that, of course, is what made him so great. And there's just a simple same thing with Susan B. Anthony. What did she have? You all know Susan B. Anthony is the lady that brought suffragettes turn of the century and made it women have the right to run for office in the United States. She jumped women's rights just exponentially. And so that is a common person, an ordinary person, a regular lady who made a common contribution by tenacity. And you look at such men as Paul Revere or Betsy Ross. They were great Americans, but just simple Americans, just doing what they did in their time. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King. Here's a man who foresaw the terribleness of separate but equal drinking fountains, a terribleness of not being able to have all people go to the same hotel. Can't even use the same restroom. This is a human nation that he said, I'm going to stop. So what's your vision? What positive thing to do? Listening to Connecting the Dots, we'll be back after the commercial break. Thanks for joining us tonight.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Bins Group is ship out of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going into food supplies. One day after the report out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clement oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quality of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship rash to supply. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Dr. Mattson, naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't a great big myth of disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, you see someone who could barely walk up a hill going for regular jogs. Later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function dead-on, you'll find, I think, it'll work more than just on heart problems, circulation problems, or on other problems.
For more information, call 1-877-928-882 or visit our Cartavite link at rblive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-882.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and always, of course, I just saw that movie with Clint Eastwood. It was on the HBO, I think, just last week when he had a monkey with him, the orangutan, and they were making fun. They fought up there in Jackson Hole. Boy, what a wild movie. Of course, you all remember Eva Wallach and Lee Van Cleef, and just after the Civil War there, during the war, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and boy, life continues at much the same vein. But you know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm the leading of the baby boomer, and I've always had a dream to make a difference in just about everything done. I've always written to the editor. I've always tried to open up things for discussion. I've sometimes been cheered, sometimes jeered, and oftentimes, in the end, something happened or it didn't happen, but I gave it a shot. And so I ask you out there, what are your dreams? What is your dream? What are you trying to do in a lifetime? If you're young or middle-aged or older, what is it that you're trying to passionately make better for the world? Because it's always said that parents want to make the world better for their children. And as you know from reading my series now in its 30th week at News Views and Rent, The Next Added Million Americans, I'm one of those messengers who says we can't afford, we must not go down the path of adding 100 million people. And I was asked today by Katie Paig, she said, what is instead of the negative, all that, what is your dream, the positive? And I said, quite simply, I expect change the consciousness, the collective consciousness of the United States of America, so that we don't go down the path, we avoid the path that China took, avoid the path that India took, avoid the path that Bangladesh took, that Africa is taking, that Mexico is taking. That is horrific, unending, ceaseless growth of the human race. And is what would like to do is change the consciousness of America so that we don't go down that path. So that we just, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you this website, populationmedia.org, and I jumped on it about 2 hours ago, and it shows 6.626 billion people on the planet. And it's jumping about 2 persons per second, and just hours ago or 3 hours ago since I got on it, new growth during my visit is now 20,786,787, and already it's just jumping up. So 20,000 new people on the planet since I got on that like 2 hours ago. So my vision, my dream, and if you look back and you go into the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, I don't care whether you like him or don't like him. He was an icon. I don't care if you like Susan B. Anthony or don't like her. He was an icon. Paul Revere, an icon. Betsy Ross, an icon. Thomas Jefferson, an icon. James Madison, John Adams. Really, all those great people had a vision. And the reason you're having such a good time and you have been able to pursue happiness and life and fulfillment is because they followed through with their dream. And so look at Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. He talks about he wants to have the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. No, and he had all his faults. I mean, he was a womanizer. He cheated on a PhD and all that stuff. At the same time, he went ahead with dream. He made impact that actually changed history. So did Susan B. Anthony, Gandhi. Sure, Gandhi had a few of his own peccadilloes or little. He's a human being. We're all humans. We all have our little glitches. We all have our little things going on. Yet we all have a dream to make it for our children. So what I'm looking for is to make this country a better country, a more peaceful country. How about instead of Department of Defense, which has actually become the Department of War, why don't we have a Department of Peace? Why don't we pursue peaceful avenues for exchange rather than bombs and bullets and soldiers? I mean, there's certainly could have been a different way of handling Iraq that would have been so much more positive for the rest of the world. So much more positive for human beings and cultures. Dialogue is a whole lot better than bullets. Because we're already the most powerful nation, why should we have to show power when we could have done it with dialogue? How about what Gandhi did? Personal responsibility. What about Dr. Martin Luther King? Got a dream and he follows it through so that his children can go to school. His friends and he walk into a restaurant and be served instead of having to go to a separate black or people of color restaurant. What about the fact that Susan B. Anthony made it so that every woman living tonight and every across the United States can vote or run for office, and in fact, Hillary Clinton is running for the presidency right now. What are you doing in your neck of the woods? And what are you doing to help this country be a better country? What is your vision? What is your dream? What is your noble purpose? Because what I'm trying to do is bring about the population crisis in my writing and in my speaking and in all my actions. And I'm trying to change the course of history, just like Dr. Albert Bartlett or Governor Richard Lamb of Colorado, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, Duncan Hunter, Ron Paul, the U.S. Congress, also trying to change it, like Roy Beck of Numbers USA, William Gein of Pact.us. Jason Mrocek, to just name a few. Barbara Jordan, the former U.S. Congresswoman who is an African-American who died and said what she said about immigration and population. What I'm trying to share with you this hour, that you have the same talents, the same skills, the same God-given gifts, the same abilities to pitch in and make a difference in a positive way, and that's what I'm encouraging you today. And invite you, and really inviting your relentless enthusiasm for your country, and not to sit around and despair about it, facing very difficult times. And yet we have the opportunity in the seed feed or the seeds of crisis. And in fact, if you know anything about the word crisis in China, the word crisis is a picture, and it means two things. Crisis in the Chinese pictogram also means opportunity. In fact, it means opportunity riding the dangerous wind. So we're in dangerous right now, and we have an opportunity. And which of us, just average American citizens, is going to step forward with a sense of purpose and power to make things better for our children? So that's where I invite you. So, Thomas, if we have callers, we might have Jim in Texas. Jim, are you still online, sir? Been waiting all the time?
Yeah, waiting patiently, Frosty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
I'd like to take umbrage with a couple of your points. In the first place, your thing about truckers.
Okay.
I'm totally in support of what the truckers are doing, but I have heard it emphasized, and it should be, that this first trucker slowdown is nothing but a warning. It should be emphasized to the federal government that this is nothing but a warning. The next time, it's going to be deadly serious. And if you can do that, you can show, and I'm hoping that everything you hope for, I hope for, comes true, that this is merely the first warning. They're not going to tolerate this. This is a warning to you. We're not going to completely disrupt the whole economy. But if you do not take of what we're saying to you now, that this is merely the first warning, next time it comes serious. And if you can do that, I know you're going to be in Washington, D.C. telling these people, but right, it should be emphasized to them that this is merely a warning that we have control, that we can do this. I don't know if it's going to come about. I hope that it does, pray that it does, but it should be emphasized to the people. And as far as your lionizing Martin Luther King and that, I'm sorry, I can't lionize somebody that went to the Highlander School, which is nothing but a communist, in the early 50s or late 40s, because I can't disallow facts that I know. This man was a communist.
Well, and I agree with you. He had many faults. He had many glitches. He had many, he was terrible. He cheated on his PhD, he womanized her, cheating on his wife, and he told lies. He was certainly had a lack of integrity. What I'm trying to do is show that he was somebody who stood up for a certain noble purpose, and I know he had his faults, but I
can see you lionizing Gandhi, because Gandhi was a much more admirable character than Martin Luther King.
Oh, but Gandhi was actually, well, he was almost pure, because he really had no need for money, had no need for fame, had no need. And if I can, only because Martin Luther King is known, and he's certainly a hero to many people, certainly of color and so forth. Make your own hero, Jim. Whomever is your hero that had a noble purpose that you regard in the highest. So,
well,
go after Thomas Jefferson,
but
everybody. Well, yeah, but everybody, Jim, has a hero. And some people have better heroes, and some have lesser heroes. And so I guess don't get caught up in the fact that Martin Luther King was a flawed character.
Absolutely, but you wouldn't allow me to have Al Capone as my hero. You wouldn't allow it. You understand? But Al Capone struck a blow for the Italian-American community. And in some effect, he did. I mean, he allowed the Italian-Americans to control Chicago. But you wouldn't allow me to say Al Capone's my hero.
Well,
you understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, yes, and I do, and I appreciate that, because you make a very cogent point, and it's a valid point. And so if I can, then let me just not use Martin Luther King as the hero icon or whatever, other than the fact that he was a man with a purpose, and so he's not, he has all those great flaws, but you have to get. Al Capone, yeah, what a terrible, terrible guy, and all the things that he did. But if you can just use Thomas Jefferson, then, or use Susan B. Anthony.
Thomas Jefferson, I'll go along with you on
right.
Thomas Jefferson.
And Ben Franklin. So use those. But more than likely, African Americans out there will revere Martin Luther King, and it's going to take all of us to stand up and make ourselves counted. And so if Martin Luther King's image, if his icon image is heralded by some African American as a inspiration to do something good, like my noble purpose, then that African American might use Martin Luther King over somebody that you and I might appreciate. So
I understand your position.
Okay.
If I can make one more point.
Yes.
Because this is my own wild, weird thought that I could do away with war tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you would only have in your Constitution, which was abided by, that any time any nation goes to war, the first people that are drafted into the army and frontline troops are the international bankers and all of the politicians and their extended family, not immediate family, but extended, and they are all frontline troops drafted in there if they're able-bodied, if they can walk or talk. They go there, then how many wars do you think we would have?
I guarantee you.
There would be none, and you know it, and I know it, and anybody right. out there with three brain cells at work know that it wouldn't happen. No congressman, no stupid politician, no international banker would say, okay, we need to go to war, and it's important that we all go out and die for this, but I'm not going to be in the front line. I'm going to be in the back cheering you on. It wouldn't happen. If
That's
you
crazy.
Had that... If you had that, all wars would cease immediately.
Well, especially if the senators and the congressmen of the United States' sons and daughters, as well as the president's daughters,
Absolutely.
Were sent to the front lines,
and
I guarantee you this war wouldn't be going on.
Anybody that owned one share of stock in the Federal Reserve, if those people's families would have to go, then there would be no wars. No.
I'm very much in appreciation with you on that one, Jim. Appreciate those comments. Let me go to Bill in Arkansas. You're still on the line, sir?
Yeah, actually, it's Joe in Arkansas.
Oh, okay, sir. Well, go ahead and give us some thoughts on this.
Okay. Well, I want to say that I read Gandhi's autobiography some years ago, and I just remember what he said about nonviolence. He didn't absolutely condemn violence. What I remember he actually said was that he believed the most important thing was that man had to struggle for freedom by whatever means was necessary, whatever means worked.
Right,
and so he wasn't absolutely against violence, if that was necessary, if that seemed to be the best way. But in the circumstances in India, you know, given the situation he had in India that he was faced with, he thought nonviolence would be the best tactic that would enable India to get independent, you know, with the least damage
right.
to India and with the least losses and the least damage to the British Empire and so on like that.
Right.
So it was somewhat more of a matter of tactics with Gandhi than philosophy. And I remember also reading somewhere a quote from Gandhi where he said that he actually thought that the worst thing that the English did in their rule of India was to not allow the Indians to have guns. So I thought that was interesting, too.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, Gandhi was successful because he got people to participate. You know, the Indians wanted to be free, and they wanted to throw off the British rule, and millions of Indians, you know, joined him in his campaigns. And participated in the actions that he called for and everything, and that's why he was successful. And the problem I seem to run into so often with Americans, you know, where I am, is that Americans don't seem to care much whether they're free, and they don't seem to care much about the problems of the country. And it's so hard getting any substantial number of them to actually participate. That's what I find.
I agree with you 100%. I find that. It's pathetically apathetic out there, and I'm astounded that as America continues to lose its grounding and its Republican form of government and its rights and its freedoms, that we seem to be just downgrading our expectations and losing them without even a whimper. And it, again, 50% of us don't vote in national elections, and 90% of us don't vote in local elections. You wonder where that's going. Do you have any idea what could remedy that? What could, or is it just so much human nature that there's nothing we can do and we simply go through a cycle?
I really think what it is, and you know, this gets back to your question of what's your dream and what's your goal and what, you know, what do you want to accomplish in your life? And that's that, you know, I've experienced this in my experience, and I really think the basic problem is that Americans have become so degenerate, you know, from so many years of junk food eating and taking so many drugs and drinking so much. Americans have gotten it in, you know, a sedentary lifestyle that doesn't give them any physical strength and physical energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really think Americans have got into such a degenerated condition that they just can't think intelligently about anything anymore and don't seem to have the get up and go to do anything about anything anymore. And so what happened, and I certainly was like that earlier in my life, and I spent years and years and years trying to improve my holistic health condition, you might say, you know, so that
sure.
I do have the intelligence to see what the problems really are and do have the energy to actually try to do something about these things. But I see very few Americans, you know, really working on themselves to try to get back the intelligence and the energy and the strength to do something about the problems that we've got in this country. And and that's what I think is the basic root of the problem.
Wow. Well, I guess, understanding that when you have, we have, what, 150 million of us are pretty much obese or certainly way overweight and slopping around and so forth, that fits in with that. And we've got, what, I think it's a million Valium prescriptions per week now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got kids on Ritalin. We've got the heart attacks and cancer just rampant across the nation. It was, and of course, most of America couldn't even run a half a mile to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a tiger going to eat them, they'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if that goes in and moves into the intellectual realm, the emotional realm, and spiritual realm, then we're all in quite a sad condition. Gil, thanks for your comments. We'll be right back with Keith from Rhode Island. Appreciate your thoughts on that.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas, for bringing in the good and the bad and the ugly music. And again, we're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And we're going to go to Keith in Rhode Island. Keith, you've got a comment, sir, on our vision to make this a better world.
Well, as long as the Jews, the international capitalists, and big business control this country, there will be no peace. And as far as violence is concerned, if you'll recall, back in the 1800s, millions of Chinamen were allowed to come into this country and take jobs working on the railroads, building the railroads. What happened was white railroad workers became so incensed, they resorted to violence to put a stop to all this cheap foreign labor coming into the country.
I remember.
So as a result, Congress in 1880 put a stop to all Chinese immigration for decades afterward.
Right.
So there are times when violence is necessary. I don't advocate it, only as a last resort, but that violence is, like it or not, it's the American way.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just wrote a piece on that called Virginia Tech. You can go to several of the websites out there. American Chronicles got it and a few others. And I called it Virginia Tech, Why Is Anyone Surprised? And my first sentence is, America Thrives on Violence.
Yes.
Yeah, our movies. Look at Departed, Black Hawk Down. Look at the 24 Hours. Look at the arcades, and the kids are playing, and they're all the shooters, and they go in and kill everything in sight on the arcades with all those videos.
But I don't think that's the core of the problem, sir. Because in Japan, they have extremely violent video games and cartoons, comic books.
Mm-hmm.
There is very little violent crime in Japan.
When I was over there in Japan, I was there for quite a while. They only had 4 murders in Tokyo in the whole year. 4 murders in Tokyo, and that's almost 4 million people in all the prefectures around Tokyo. So you're right. It's a different culture, whereas here we have this expression of violence every day.
But my point is that sometimes violence is necessary. You pointed out Gandhi a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, the British Empire was on the verge of collapsing anyway. They would have had to give up India eventually. So a better example would be Algeria.
Oh,
they stood
up
to the French occupation, and the French are gone. So sometimes violence is necessary. And as far as these foreigners, like in this case Mexicans, taking American jobs, I think it may come to a point where we have to let the U.S. government know who's really in charge of this country, because they seem to forget that.
Boy, that's a fact. And so then your thought would be that we're going to head toward confrontation and violence here, certainly concerning the Mexican invasion of our country.
It's going to happen. I'm not looking forward to it, but the U.S. government and the international capitalists are forcing our hand on this issue.
Well, I unfortunately, I agree with you. I think violence is coming. I think it's as nasty and ugly as it's going to be, the Mexicans are going to find themselves at the wrong end of the rope, the wrong end of the barrel of the gun, the wrong end of the steel mallets and so forth, because especially with the truckers, I see violence coming at the truck stops, because there's no way that the Mexican drivers can escape the fuel-ups. I appreciate your thoughts on that, Keith, and it is the most depressing to me, but... reality is reality, ladies and gentlemen, and Keith from Rhode Island said it. This next week, we're going to have Colonel Rodriguez with us, U.S. Army Colonel Veteran, and Katie Paig, and they're going to bring some new ideas and thoughts for your edification and delight. It's been a pleasure spending the whole hour with you. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. Thanks, and have a great weekend as it gets here. All the best, God bless, and Godspeed.
It's true.